Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football today. Today I'm going to highlight a college football legend in East Neck of the Woods here in the state of Georgia and close to the University of Georgia football program. Eddie Weaver, defensive tackle, University of Georgia from 1978 to 1982. So if you like the video today, as I button my shirt, excuse me. Thank you. As I button my shirt, I should have done it. I apologize. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. This is to the University of Georgia football program and to the nation of Georgia. I'm Vincent Turner, your host. One more time. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today. Eddie Weaver attended the University of Georgia the same time I was at the University of Arkansas from 1978 to 1982. And the thing about Eddie Weaver, I think he's kind of gone unnoticed of what he meant to the Georgia football program during that time. Great, the legend out of Rice Field, Georgia, Herschel Walker, put Georgia on a level that was unreal in the mid-80s. But make no bones, the defense played a big part in this also. When Herschel Walker came on the scene as that outstanding running back as a freshman, and Georgia went on and won a national championship, and based on that great 92-yard pass play from star quarterback to Buck Ballou to star wide receiver Lindsey Scott, everything kind of got lost in the shuffle. All eyes was on there playing games in Jacksonville that day, back in November, and everybody was focused on Herschel Walker. But make no bones, make no mistake, it was the defense that stood up big in football games. And the defense really stood up in the national championship game. Because think about this stat. Herschel went for 150 yards on 30-some carries, but Buck Ballou only completed one pass in that game. It was the defense, time and time again, that came up big in the national championship game. And the one guy that stuck out, it was the D-line. It was the line of scrimmage, Eddie Weaver. Eddie Meat Cleaver Weaver. One of the nastiest, most defensive linemen in the SEC. And see, at that time, Eddie Weaver was kind of getting overlooked because everybody was looking at the D-linemen from Alabama, Brian Braggs, E.J. Jr. You had Florida with Wilbur Marshall at the outside linebacker position. You had Reggie White at Tennessee. You had Leonard Marshall at LSU. But nobody, and you had Frank Warren at the University of Auburn, but nobody really didn't know how special Eddie Weaver was. A two-time All-SEC player defensively in 80 and 81. But I tell you what I learned about Eddie Weaver, especially watching him against Notre Dame, I saw that skill level set on display January the 1st, 1981. When you look at the quickness, he wasn't a big guy, six, even about 260. What he did, the quickness, A+. Penetrating the backfield, A+. The toughness, A+. Combating tight quarters. Go back and look at the Notre Dame game, the national championship game, how he was battling within tight quarters. The core strength, A-plus, and then the ability to be in there as a D-lineman, a middle guard and hold a run, A-plus. The instincts as a D-lineman, controlling the line of scrimmage, A-plus. Reacting on the move, A-plus. The discipline, A-plus. The balance, A-plus. And the consistency of collapsing the pocket, A-plus. And then working the out-maneuver in the double teams, A-plus. And Eddie Weaver was a hell of a tackler. Man, he was mean. A-plus. And then ride dogging the backs on the ground, A-plus. And see, at the time, I was following Georgia that year. They made that special run in Eddie Meaver's junior year. And I saw some good defensive linemen play up close and personal. We had Billy Ray Smith, who went on with the San Diego Chargers. He was a D-tackle. That was Gabriel Rivera that was over at Texas Tech. He was a good D-tackle, middle guard. You had Kenneth Sims at Texas. But make no bones, Eddie Weaver, granted, he didn't get the notoriety because you had the greatest football player right now, pound for pound, playing at your school in Herschel Walker. But Eddie Weaver was a real serious mainstay at what Georgia did this year in 1980, won the national championship. And then he came back and had a better year in 1981. And what I took from Eddie Weaver, when you look at real nasty, mean football players, and him being out of Haines City, Florida, by way of Wayne Gandy, who played at Auburn, who was the first round draft choice of the Rams. When I looked at Eddie Weaver, I looked at that nastiness back in the day of a Joe Green, that nastiness of a Willie Davis at Green Bay, that nastiness of Buck Buchanan at Kansas City, that nastiness of Alex Karras with the Detroit Lions. Those guys were nasty, mean, played the game at a high level. Then on the college level, as I just mentioned, the NFL level, going back over Kenneth Sims, Billy Ray Smith, Gabriel Rivera, man, those people were football players and they played it the right way. See, back then, football, it was a different game. It wasn't so much athletic ability. It was so much what you had in the heart and your meanness. Could you talk on the line of scrimmage? Did you have people fearful of you? I couldn't imagine Buck Ballou looking across the line of scrimmage and seeing that 6'11", 265 guy every day in practice. All you got to do is go back to the Notre Dame game on film, man, and go back and look at the film of Eddie Weaver when he was at Georgia. And think about all those great defensive players that he played with for Georgia, but he was the one that kind of set the tone. Tim Crum, Nat Turner, Jimmy Payne, Scott Warner, Dale Carver, Knox Culpepper, Tony Flack, Terry Hogue, Nate Taylor, Jeff Sanchez. You think about all those great players. But make no bones, the young man out of Haines City, Florida, Eddie Meacleaver Weaver, was one of the best defensive tackles in all of college football from 78 to 82. And he was the mainstay on that 1980-81, on that 19 national championship team. When you look what Georgia did last year and win the national championship and who they put in the NFL and all those great defensive players, especially on the D-line, Trayvon Walker, Devontae Wyatt, Jordan Davis, make no bones, make no mistake, Eddie Weaver could have played with them at 6'7", 260 and 265. He was that mean, he was that gifted, he was that athletic. And I followed him from Fayetteville, Arkansas, miles away in Southwest Conference country. But I knew about Ed and Meacleaver Weaver. And you know how I knew about him? I'm going to tell you a little story. I come from a neighborhood of South Memphis in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. And there was a couple of guys that played football at Ole Miss. Bear Wilburn, I didn't know him personally, but it was a guy in my neighborhood, Frank Porter, that went down there as a true freshman. When Eddie Weaver was a senior, Frank Porter was a freshman. And he said that coming back home during the Christmas holidays, we all used to go to this nightclub called a No Name. Everybody know what I'm talking about. And sitting up there listening to him that night, we was at the bar. He said, man, I'm going to tell you, Georgia has a good football team. But make no bones, man, Eddie Weaver is a serious football player. Pound for pound, outside Herschel Walker, he might be the best player on that squad. He was mean. Outstanding in the middle and hard to move. So when I think about Eddie Weaver, Eddie, meet Cleveland Weaver. My final words about him, as I give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today. It's only one thing I think about. And I think about that young man. It's like the great band Lakeside. Eddie Weaver was all the way live. Mean, nasty, tough. Have you scared of him on the line of scrimmage? Breaking legs. Eddie Weaver was all the way live. Lakeside, they know how. If you like the video today, please come in and share it to the Georgia Bulldogs Nation, to you, Joseph Taylor, Joy T. Amen. Y'all have a very excellent football team. And this year, y'all going to be a favorite to come out of the SEC East. And y'all got a quarterback, I'm going to say it one more time. To you, Mr. Paige Bridgman, another Georgia Bulldog fan. I got a lot of respect for Stetson Bennett as I have for Eddie the Meat Cleaver Weaver. Go Dawgs!
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here. 100 yards football. To the platform, thank you to Mr. Logan Landers. Thank you to Mr. Jeremiah Long. Thank you to Mr. Bobby Butler. Thank you. I'm blessed. And thank you to my man, Mr. Mark Bass, and my boy, I love you, from Brooklyn, New York, Mr. Ronald Keeble. Y'all be blessed. Pig suey.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.